in West Africa, agriculture is a driver of the economies of most countries because it contributes to about 40% of the GDP in countries. In that regard, we see climate change as an additional threat to the already existing constraints to agriculture. And if we need to consider the future of agriculture and then the impact of agriculture on the economies of these countries, we really need to, from right now, to foresee how climate change can impact the agricultural sector so that we can make sure that the future of this sector will not be seriously constrained by the additional impact of climate change.
Africans widely use biomass on a daily basis, and these are products such as wood, fuel, charcoal, and crop residue. How will the use of biomass be improved for Africans?
Currently, in most of the countries in West Africa, for instance, regarding the yield potential of major crops, we did not yet reach this potential. So it means that we can still improve the productivity of these crops in terms of yield. But on the other side, we also need to consider the environmental aspect of the different practices. For instance, considering better management of fertilizers in order to reduce the emission of greenhouse gas emissions through the application of fertilizers, or to consider also how to improve the livestock sector, how to manage livestock in order to reduce the methane emission through this sector. As you know, these are really contributing a lot to the emissions of greenhouse gases. So we are trying to promote some best management practices that are somehow climate-proof, including the use of crop varieties, that are more adapted to a future climate, for instance, in the Sahel, where we are facing sometimes a severe drought that can really induce crop failure and then influence the food security of most populations.
How do you think biofuels should be used in Africa, and what are your thoughts on why the use of biofuels has not increased that much in Africa?
In some countries, biofuels is already introduced in some of the production systems. It's likely to be combined with the production of some of the major crop staple crops. So biofuels, if the practices are following sustainable management options, biofuels can contribute to generate income and then contribute empowering small-scale farmers to invest more in their practices in terms of affording inputs and so on. But again, I want to be clear that it can happen like this if only the biofuel production are following sustainable management options in agriculture.
What needs to change in Africa for economies to be able to withstand the effects of environmental disasters such as floods, droughts, and rising sea levels?
From our side, the research side, would be to produce up-to-date information that will inform the management decision-making. You know that there are climate information and services in terms of seasonal forecasting that may help the farmers to decide exactly depending on the risk that they will experience during a given rainy season. And this is very helpful in terms of reducing the risk of crop failure due to the climate variability or climate change such as drought or flooding.